Here he is, a vocal coach, voice teacher, indie artist, and the host of Musication, Wes Johnson.
Hello, Musication Nation.
Hello.
104, your best indie artist station.
Down a little bit.
Did you like that? Did you see that rhyme?
Yeah,
that
was good.
Thanks, man. That's what I used to do. Let's just do a tag.
Musication Radio.
Yeah.
Right. Good one.
Thanks.
All right.
Man. So, hey, listen.
Clean segue there, dude.
That's it, man. I went with that one. So, there's a song that was submitted to us, and it is the most, I got to tell you, the first time I heard it, it really stuck with me.
Okay.
I mean, it really did. And I was like, wow, this is so different. And he really fits in with the things that we were just talking about, how
eclectic,
sounding different and catching and being something that's unique and different about you and talented and very, very cool. And the name of the group, I'll be honest with you, it's a little confusing to me because the name of the group is called Voice in the Attic, okay? But the main man, the main guy that really has to do with all this, his name's
BC Bogey.
Yeah, BC Bogey. I think that's correct.
Mm. That's a unique name.
It is. It's very, very different. But I got to tell you, like I said, the song just totally blew me away. But this guy, very, very interesting. He, I believe, is from Germany. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, he's from Germany.
Stuff, man.
But he started out as a classically trained singer.
Mm-hmm.
Big time opera guy. Everybody thought, wow, he's going to make it huge, huge, huge in the business, right? So then what happens is he ends up getting involved in this hard rock thing. And he's in all these bands, these metal bands.
That's because, odd.
Well, but here's the thing. You know, if you got the vocal chops, then you can kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But really that wasn't really where his heart was either. But he wanted to find his own sound. And so he kind of got this eclectic, mellow, heavy metal, orchestral vibe thing going. And
I am intrigued.
Yeah. I want you guys to take a listen to this tune. And then it's pretty amazing. Just check it out and let's see what you think. Voice of the Night.
Over and endless ocean I fly, over the ranges into the sky. Across the borders and into the light, that's where I'm going. That's when I die. Cities, they dwindle, the crowds disappear, nothing clouds my view now, the end it is here. Across the borders and into the light, that's where I'm going. That's when I die. Into the distance, higher, so high. headless I'm soaring. Tis our goodbye. Across the borders and into the light, that's where I'm going. That's when I die.
There you have it. That as that is Voice in the Attic.
That was interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That was part of our one to watch, section, obviously. And I wanted to give a shout out because there are other folks playing on that project. And just to be fair, that is BC Bogey, of course, with voices or vocals, guitar, piano, and keys. Neil Hall was on the drums and percussion. Earl Axman on guitars, and Bob Treat on bass, with Olivia Hutton on strings. Which, by the way, those string lines were
beautiful.
Very, very, very cool. Yeah. And the thing about, I was reading up on BC Bogey, and one of the things that he really appreciates, and I do as well, I'm sure we all do, is the realness of the instrumentation. And one of the things that he's totally into is being authentic, being true to the art. And one of the things that I thought that I found very, very positive and cool was he would rather catch the trueness of the vocals rather than the perfection of the vocals. In other words,
that's hard too.
Right. If they're, he says he's fortunate to be able to work with producers who have that same mindset. In other words, even if the vocal isn't quote unquote perfect, as long as it captures the feeling that he's trying to go for, that's more important than nailing perfect pitch or whatever.
Which, and that's the hardest part, is that when you're recording, it's very easy to hear that one slightly off thing and like let your mind run away with like, oh well, if I let that go, then how much of this is going to be me letting stuff go?
Right. And then in turn, what you end up doing is overproducing everything so that it sounds somewhat plastic.
Exactly.
But of course, this didn't sound that way at all. And you can tell just the passion in the vocals, the passion that's going on with the strings and everything else. You can feel that coming out. And I think that's exactly what he's all about. And like I said, from Cologne, Germany, I believe, is, if I'm saying the right location, if I don't, I'm very sorry. But that, I believe, is the fourth largest city in Germany. I think it is. It's a big city. But anyway, he's collaborating with people at Los Angeles and going back and forth. So, hey, man, best of luck to A Voice in the Attic. And to BC, I know you're listening out there, and we really enjoyed the tune. And
absolutely.
I told him when he gets finished with his album, by the way, that will be out in the fall, so be looking for that. I asked him to send us some more material, and then we will be happy to play that stuff, man. Good stuff. So, hey, another one in the books, guys. We're going to wrap this up with another tune, and this is one that I wrote a few months ago, and the message is quite simple, and that is never give up on your dreams. You're never too old to live your life. And it goes by the name of Grown Up Groove from the CD, Grown Up Grooves. Isn't that cool how that worked out?
It's nice.
It's funny. I planned that way.
Did you?
Yeah. All sometimes right. I actually do think ahead.
It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, not very often, though. Anyway, we got to go, guys. Thanks for your support. We'll see you guys next week.
Get up and move. Get up and do the Grown Up Groove.